The unconditional love of the Spirit for everything that exists has been understood on earth for quite some time. In fact, this has been called divine love. Now, there is need for another understanding on earth. It is that of divine will. Most people on earth have made a separation between their spirit and their will. They have believed their own will was not acceptable, and that to love in the way that God loves, they must eliminate their own feelings and opinions and do what they have imagined to be the will of God. A understanding is needed here. The will of God is not in opposition to the will of the individual. Because of the separation that has been made in the consciousness of so many, the will has been excluded for a long time from participating in the evolvement of the spirit. A definite lag or gap exists on earth between the level of evolvement of the individual spirit, often referred to as the soul, and the evolvement of the individual will. It is now time for each spirit to recognize, accept, and evolve this other part of the self. Each spirit is a part of God's spirit, and each will is a part of God's will. Each person must take responsibility for his or her complete being, and not for only a part of it. The will expresses itself as feelings, emotions, receptivity, intuition, and desire. Each spirit must fully accept its own will and help it evolve in a loving way that is not punitive, judgmental, or condescending. When the individual will feels that it truly has the loving acceptance of the Spirit, it will be able to come into alignment with the Spirit and with the divine will. God has given each individual a part of His divine consciousness with which to have awareness, and a part of His divine will to feel what this awareness is experiencing. Everyone now wishing to remain on earth must accept the whole being and discontinue denial of the part of the self that feels what the spirit is experiencing. Instead of denying your own will in favor of someone else, or in favor of what you have believed to be the divine will, it is necessary now to realize that denial of the individual will has been a misunderstanding that has resulted in a split in the consciousness of individuals on earth. The individual will is not meant to be separate from the divine will any more than the individual spirit is meant to be separate from the divine consciousness. It is important to realize this thoroughly and profoundly. As a channel, I received these words directly from God. In the beginning, I could not, like so many others on earth, believe it was actually possible to hear directly from God. Although I knew that many psychics have been accustomed to hearing from spirit guides, I found this to be very interesting, and I began to listen and learn from guides who had identified themselves to me as the Ancient Ones. As this went on, I was encouraged to try to hear directly from God. When I first heard Him, I was overcome with feelings of his exquisite love. I had been living without conscious awareness of this connection for so long that I had not realized how much I had been missing God and how much I was missing a strong feeling of his presence on earth. God wants it to be known that he is open and willing to communicate directly with all spirits on earth who can open to receive him. When you are truly open and receptive to his loving light, you can begin to experience a direct communication. As you become more attuned, anything you need to know is then available because of the connection we all have with God. God has given me the information in this book, and although he refers to himself as God in the first few paragraphs, now that this has been stated, he is going to refer to himself as my light or my loving light, and occasionally as I in the rest of the book. The will has long been misunderstood because the spirit was seen to be the essence of the body. But the understanding is this: spirit inspires, will responds, and together they experience in the body. Body is the manifestation of both spirit and will. In order for unconditional love to manifest in the body, spirit and will must balance in the heart. To find this balance, you will need to open the consciousness of your spirit and the receptivity of your will to receive my loving light. My light is polarized in order to experience. This polarization has been misunderstood as splits in which the will was seen as disconnected from and not a useful part of spirit, and has even been judged to be in opposition to the spirit. However, the spirit and the will are the expanding polarities of oneness. Polarities need to be recognized as evolving expansions of a connected whole. Creation exists because it has both the spiritual essence that powers it and the magnetic energy that can open space to receive it. The same is true within each individual. The spirit and the will are not meant to be separate from one another in any individual, any more than my spirit is meant to be separate from my will. In each person, the spirit and the will are meant to be unconditionally connected to each other. Each individual spirit is meant to be connected to my spirit, and each will connected to my will. And so, all is one. The understanding needed next is, why anything is denied and not accepted by the individual to whom it belongs? That denied part of the individual has been placed outside of his or her love. In placing something outside of love, you have been feeding another reality that has troubled Earth for a long time. Because of its negative polarity, most people have equated the will with evil and with darkness. Everything negative has been assumed to be the cause of the trouble on Earth. You need to realize that this is not true. Darkness and negativity need to be understood and accepted as the part of creation that can make a place for my light by opening the space to receive it. Until it opens space to attract and receive light, the will appears to be darkness. When the will is not allowed to express, it cannot vibrate. It is the will's vibration that opens space. Now, many people have thought they were evolving into unconditional love on Earth, but they have forgotten that they must accept all of themselves first. There is no way around it. If you do not totally accept yourself first, you cannot totally open to anyone or anything else. Many have thought that by allowing their will to express only positive feelings, they would attract only loving light. But what they have attracted is the conditional love that results from denial. Because the will has been so misunderstood, the need to allow the will to evolve is great right now on Earth. To evolve it, you must first accept it. You cannot beat it into the appropriate shape. It must be accepted as it is now in order to evolve. Denial of unlovingness will not clear it. You cannot just mentally insist that you are all loving. You must really be there. All levels of your being must really be there. Where your will has not been allowed to open and receive loving light, you have denial. Your denials are yours to heal. In healing your will, you must allow it to tell you how upset it has become. In hearing from your will unconditionally, you have taken the step of accepting it, wherever it is. Denial does not allow loving light in. Controlling and imposing limits and conditions on your will means you do not have unconditional acceptance for it. Where you do not have acceptance for it, you are not loving it. Where you are not loving it, you are denying it. When you deny parts of yourself, you are not accepting all of yourself. And so you do not have all of yourself present with you. If you do not have all of yourself present with you in loving acceptance, you are not loving yourself unconditionally. You cannot love anyone or anything else unconditionally if you do not have all of yourself with which to love them. You must accept all of yourself unconditionally by bringing all parts of yourself within loving acceptance and allowing them to evolve. When a person is denying parts of the self, that person will be denying others also. No one who wants to continue on the path of self-denial or of denying others, which is a path of imbalance, will be able to remain on Earth. It is not a loving, nourishing, life-giving policy to be living in a state of imbalance. But in saying this, a threat is not intended. Major spiritual misunderstandings have been in place from the very beginning and have belingered Earth from the beginning. This information is meant to help you understand how to release yourself from the path of strife, struggle, and suffering that denial has brought to Earth. Earth has been imbalanced to the point of feeling her life is threatened and is not going to tolerate any more imbalance. The Earth is going to clear out of herself and off of herself everything that has not been loving toward her. As she is doing this, all those who want to remain on Earth must also clear out of themselves everything that has not been loving. The understandings you need now are about how to help and allow your own will to evolve. In short, allow your will to express everything you feel, and do not stop until you are really finished. The problem with the free expression of the will on Earth right now is that it has been denied for so long that its attempts to express itself have looked out of balance, and they often have been. For this reason, let your will release in a private place, as the will naturally would with sounds, especially at first. The emotional release my light is talking about is direct emotional expression as sounds. So, be careful not to hurt yourself or anyone else, and do not go forward and act out on a wave of emotions. In reading this book and trying out these understandings, it is important not to impose this on others who do not want it. For just as it is not spiritual balance to deny yourself in favor of others, it is also not spiritual balance to deny others in favor of yourself. It is also not necessary to believe that you must have teachers or intermediaries to help you find the healing you need. While others can have help to offer, you are the one who knows and can know yourself best. Take responsibility for yourself and what you need to do to heal your imbalances. While emotional release has been a long neglected part of this healing process, understanding must also enter in where denial was. Acceptance must take the place of non-acceptance, and openness must come where you were closed. Your will has a progression that can help you if you can allow it to unfold. You can also ask my love and light to help you. Denial does not allow the release back out of what has been taken in. When you take in and do not release back out, your receptive centers get filled up and can no longer receive clearly, and sooner or later, not at all. Blocking the free expression of the will has not been allowing the release back out of what the will has taken in. This makes it very difficult to exercise discernment and is one of the main reasons that most people on Earth do not have direct experience of my presence. Much of what has shut down evolution of consciousness on Earth is fear that free expression will result in harm to others, societal chaos, or both. This fear is accompanied by another fear that so many who have claimed divine authority have done harmful things, and many who have claimed to hear divine impulses have done the bidden of voices that have told them to do harmful things. You can be sure that these claims of divine guidance are not my love and light if they have influenced people to do harmful things. One of the empowering factors in these understandings is that you can release yourself intentionally by allowing free expression. This eliminates the need for any harmful situation to come to you from outer reality. This is an understanding that is very necessary now on Earth. People have thought that karma brings a balance of payments, but karma is not that simplistic. Karma is meant to bring you into balance, but not by bringing one experience as payment for another in the past. Karma brings balance by attracting the experiences you need in order to learn what you do not yet know. Without will, the spirit has no selection process. Your will is your individual magnetic energy field and draws the experiences you are going to have. If you hold something in your will that is denied and disconnected from your conscious awareness by not being accepted and allowed free movement or free expression, you will then draw a reflection of this to yourself. Unpleasantness is not sent by my loving light as punishment for misdeeds. Unpleasantness is only drawn in response to what has been denied or judged against. The denial is what gives the experience its unpleasant qualities. The energy locked up in denial does not want to be held outside of the nourishment of loving light. In coming to you, drawn by the denial, unpleasant experiences have not come to punish. They have come to draw your attention to the denials. They are drawn to you in an attempt to release the energy that is being held there outside of your loving acceptance. By allowing yourself to be easily triggered into releasing your held denials, the intensity of these reflections can lessen until you no longer need to draw to yourself any unpleasantness. Try it before you judge it. Some of you can help each other by doing group release work if you have an agreement with one another. By allowing yourselves to express your boundaries and draw definite guidelines according to what you feel is necessary, you may be able to helpfully reenact traumatic experiences in order to trigger yourself to release them. Because many people have received harm at the hands of others and have not yet released or expressed the pain of this, some may want or need the help of being triggered by others, acting as though they are going to do harm. If you try this approach, only do what is needed to trigger the emotional release that will relieve the person. Do not cause additional pain. I also want to say that you can still take the path of letting experience come to you from without and balance yourself in that way. If you want to, you can even call for the karmic experiences necessary so that you can be triggered to release your own denial. Pleasant experiences will still happen, but no, my light is just addressing unpleasant ones. As you begin to lessen and eliminate denial, you can create even more pleasant experiences and better ones. by shifting the power from a state of externalized disconnection to internalized conscious acceptance. You can always know what is going to happen. You might not have complete detail because you might have the kind of will that likes surprises, but you will know it will be pleasant. This can give great peace to everyone. My light has been compelled to impart right use of will to Earth at this time because the situation there has become very perilous. People on Earth, and even animals, because of being confined and controlled, have not been expressing freely enough to adequately vibrate their space and hold it open for themselves. My created beings on Earth have been experiencing their reality as seeming to close in on them, and their power as seeming to be insufficient to meet the situation facing Earth now. Please realize it does not have to be this way. The lost light of misunderstandings and denial of the will have made it this way. If you want to be able to live on Earth, you must now start reversing the situation within yourself. It is not going to be easy at first, but it will become easier the longer you work on it. My guidance is to preserve the balance points that provide the most freedom for everyone without eclipsing anyone, and are necessary to maintain spirits and the creation in which they live. It was apparent to me that many spirits could not accept my guidance because they did not have enough experience to understand why these balance points were so important. I have seen that the spirits on Earth now have enough experience to be able to accept, understand, and respect these balance points. And so, I want to make it clear that I am decisive on several points where I was open to allowing spirits to transgress earlier. These decisions are decrees. All spirits who desire to remain on Earth must recognize me and come to me for loving light. No spirit can continue to deny me and take my light underhandedly from others. Within the physical body, the reality of this is one thing and one thing only. No one can survive any more in my creation unless they acknowledge me and accept my loving light openly in some form. And no, I am flexible. I have many ways to come to a spirit. I can adjust myself infinitely, but I will no longer tolerate complete denial of me any place in my creation. This means that no spirits can survive what is happening now, any place in my creation, unless they open to directly receive my loving light. You must not think you are not involved if you accept me as God and worship me. You must find your denials, bring them within your love, and find them acceptable to me. I am not being unloving or unmerciful. If I am unlimited, which I am, I can no longer tolerate spirits who want to limit me to the extent of being in my creation and refusing to allow me to be there with them. I have said this to give you the opportunity to reverse your own denials. If you feel a need to critique this message or attack me for what is not being said here, this is your pathway into the emotions you need to express in order to find out how you really feel about me. I have many understandings to give on why I have made these decrees, but they are not appropriate to give right now. Trust that they will be given at the right moment. I have also made another decree. I have no further tolerance for any spirits giving pain to others who have not agreed to receive it. There has been such a thing as overriding of free will in the experience of my created spirits. I have let this go on only long enough for the spirits to see why the will is so necessary. I have now discerned that there has been enough experience. There is no longer any power to override another's will. Your own will can only be overridden by your own denials. This has to be understood. Free will between people means that you have the freedom to do whatever you want, but you are not to encroach on another or try to make anyone else function within your own limits. You only have the power to make them take it away from you, or to take yourself away from them. There is no power anymore to stop anyone from experiencing themselves in the way they want to experience themselves. If you go against this, you are going against me. There is still some time on earth for spirits to show my love and light, whether it is their intention to align with me or not. I have heard the cries of the spirits who cannot handle any more pain, control, and unlovingness. I am offering the understandings needed for my spirits to release themselves from the path of struggle, strife, and suffering. There are still many who do not believe that this is my loving light speaking these words, and they are going to have to learn from the experiences that they create for themselves. I am going to put them in their right place, and if you do not want to go with them, you need to find and recover your own lost will and lost light. In accepting these understandings, you only need to try them and stop judging them. Allow them to be in process. You will find that they work for you and everyone else who is ready to try them. Some spirits on earth have not yet had enough experience to try them, so I am reminding you again not to try to force these ideas on anyone. Just take them in if they are for you. While studying this book, connect to the spirit of the message and do not pass judgment on what has been left out. If there seems to be a gap that you cannot fill in with your logical, sequential thinking, you need to remain open and trust that it will be given to you when you have the readiness to receive it. Many things that can be available to you through direct communication with my loving light has to be withheld from the public domain until the general population has more open acceptance. Also, this is necessary in order to protect and ensure that those of you who choose to practice these teachings are not overloaded, since in this present moment, the mind is much more capable of quickly receiving these understandings than is the will. If you now temporarily stop the mental acquisition of this writing and give it time to sink into your feelings, you are going to have a response. If you do not have a response, then you have either lost your will or you are not connecting to your will. Some people have disconnected so much that they actually have to search out and find their missing will. And to do this is not impossible. You can start by calling for your will, if it is not present with you, and draw it back to you. Acceptance is the key. You must make a place for your will. If you are responding to these words, let it happen, and do not assume you have all the understandings needed. Allow your response and seek more understandings. When you are ready, I invite you to read the rest of this book.